en el programa que viene.
Says that everything which exists here is from the other world, and that he has the treasures of it, but it is sent down only in tiny little samples down to this world of us. Hazrat Mevlana Celaleddin Rumi Kudüs-i Serrahi Fettahi, he interprets this ayet that everything which we see with our eyes or under microscope, including ourselves, is the same in the hereafter as it is here, except it is brought down in minute, tiny, little samples. So is you and I. And so also is what is in ourselves, in our potentials. In the same manner that everything is the same as it is there and brought to here, the Sifatullah, which Allah Ta'ala has taught to our father Adam alayhi salam, is also within us. A little seeing, a little hearing, a little thinking, a little knowledge, a little generosity, a little kindness, a little power. And with this we live our lives every day. And when it is finished, we are replenished according to our needs and according what we can bear, some more, some less, some still less, but never none. Yet when we sit here and we examine ourselves, now we will find none of it, and we will say, what Sifatullah, I don't recognize it in me. Hazrat Mevlana says that it is also a natural, and he gives the allegory, when the ocean is absolutely quiet and waveless and smooth, one hardly notices it, But when there is a strong wind and a storm, when there are big waves splashing around, one certainly notices it. And in the same manner, when we are sick and when we are in pain and when we are hungry and when we are in despair and when we are afraid, in short, the times when we really remember Allah and call upon Him. And with pain and hunger and distress, we realize in trying to deal with it the existence of the Sifatullah in us. And at the same time, we also realize, as Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, we belong to Allah and we will return to Him. None of us want distress and pain and hunger and disaster and fear in our lives. Yet it is the time, as we all know, even with a little toothache and a headache, that we become so much closer to Allah when we need Him. I did dream of the paradise once. It was a nice place, looked like in one of those fancy hotels in Saudi Arabia. And Safia was next to me and she offered me a cigarette. And I said, "Safia, where are we?" She said, "We are in Jannah." And I said, "But I mean, you know, smoking in Jannah." And she said, "Oh, it's all right, Father. It's the smoking section." Truly, I dreamt that. So more or less, Hazrat Mevlana confirms it. Sickness, pain, old age, Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to Ashab Kiram, and everybody was crying. And a man came in, sat down, and started listening to him. And indeed, the things which he said was so that one couldn't help crying, but that man could not cry. And he was very embarrassed because everybody else was crying. And he was really very envious that he wished to cry, but not a drop would come from his eyes. He was very unhappy. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished talking and everybody left, he stayed and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "May my mother and father be sacrificed for you. You talked so wonderfully and everybody was crying. And I am so ashamed that I wasn't able to shed one single tear." Rasulullah said, "Poor man, your heart is hardened. It has turned into a stone. Nothing penetrates into it." "It's true, Ya Rasulullah," he said, "that I have really no feeling. No feeling even for people which I am supposed to love. My parents, my children, my wife. Why, Ya Rasulullah, my heart has hardened?" "Poor man," said he, "your heart is hardened because it has been afflicted with the excessive love of this life and of this world." "True, Ya Rasulullah, that's the only thing which I love, this world and the life in this world. But why did that happen to me, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, "Poor man, because you have never in your life thought that you are going to die. And when the time came that he was about to leave us, he gathered the Ashabi Kiram and said to them, "I am soon going to leave you," said he, "but I am leaving you with two great teachers as great as I. One of it is a talking teacher and one of it is a silent teacher. Ya Rasulullah, who is the talking teacher and who is the silent teacher?" "The talking teacher," said he, "is the word of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Al-Azim. And the silent teacher," said he, "is the remembrance of death." Salaamu Alaikum. Unfortunately, we miss the boat because in His mercy, Allah Ta'ala daily He tests us. With pain, with problems. But we do not grab these occasions precisely to remember him, as I said last week, because we are asleep. Help us to wake us up.
Amen.
From the sleep of heedlessness.
Dışarıda Ağustos böceği.
Allah Allah.
Evet.
Ağustos geçti oğlum.
Böcekler daha geçmedi.
Başına geldi. Ha?
Ağustos gitti, böcekler kaldı burada.
Bu Amerikan böceği.
Evet.
Hafta sonra geliyor başına. Deli Türk'ün aklı bilmem neden sonra başına gelir. Hı? Ama o aslında Amerikalılara ait.
Evet.
Eğer kendime sıkılıyorum derdim. See how effective is the talk of death. I remember many years ago that our Sheikh in California, Raghib Baba, invited me to speak to his students in his school, which is a graduate school of what?
Psychology, Baba.
Yeah, but what kind of psychology it was called?
Trans
as in spiritual. Trans something or another.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Transvestite? No. Anyhow, there were a lot of people, and somehow I was inspired, like I was today, to talk to them about death. But it was a more juicy talk, with maggots and worms and this and that, you know. And afterwards, there was a silence like this. And when I left, it seems they complained to Raghib Baba that who was this awful man you brought us here, you know, and talked to us so meanly. We don't like to think of death. Our mothers have died, our fathers have died. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he died. And everyone who is born dies. But we will not die. We don't think of it. And when we think of it, we are in pain. think if we did often enough, we would live differently. Geldi.
Evet.
I don't think there is going to come any questions because everybody is very somber. There is a Nasreddin Hoca story that there was a funeral and they asked to the Hoca saying, what did he die of? And he said, from being born. Questions? Okay.
Shafla Baba, I'm curious about your art and that you're going for a show, and I may not have a chance to ask you as I would in more private. You have your work is being shown in Istanbul.
That is it.
Sanat çalışmalarınız ve serginiz için sormak istiyorum diyor.
Olur.
Yani daha başka bir fırsatım olmayabilir. Yaptığınız çalışma nedir? Ne sergileniyor?
It's a foolish thing, but I don't know how to say no. One foot in the grave, I certainly don't need fame. And there is this rather important gallery in Istanbul which wants to introduce me as the great Turkish artist who did all these incredible avant-garde things before any other Turkish artist. In fact, something before anybody else. So they are making a retrospective with the videos of the happenings which I have done, and there is also going to be a little kind of a pseudo-social political happening. So that's what's happening. They are making books and posters and invitations and all the rigmarole, you know. I think it is their own art they are doing, you know. So I'm letting them do it.